This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We've got open phones every single night, all 3 hours per night, all 7 nights per week here to take your calls about whatever is on your mind. Oh, there's some music. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you jump into those Discord rooms. Over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio to kick things off. We're going to go straight to your phone calls. But coming up, Conan, you want to talk gaming, Battlefront 2. It's a game that's been out for, what, most of a year, I think?
Good bit of a year.
At this point, it's a Star Wars game. We can talk about why that's in the news, or if it's in the news, or what you want to talk about regarding that. Plus, Daryl, you'll be telling us about... we're going to get an update on the Nike situation with Colin Kaepernick.
And I made sure to wear the one pair of Nike shoes that I have. I wore yesterday to...
You are not wearing Nike shoes right now.
Yesterday...
You have no shoes on. Okay.
Yesterday to the polling place while I was standing out at the polls.
And you were there most of the day.
I got there about 8:40 in the morning.
Yeah,
I was there until the polls closed at 7, with the exception of going to the Bitcoin meetup.
I saw you rubbing shoulders with the environmentalist communist slash socialist.
Well, it's key. You pretty much can't stand at a polling location without rubbing shoulders with the environmental communists.
I was chatting with the Democrat that's running for state rep in the ward here that we live in.
The uncontested Democrat.
Currently uncontested.
You know, I wasn't going to open with the election tonight, even though there is some good news here, because, you know, it's kind of local, and I really don't like to talk about local politics. On the other hand, I do like to talk about New Hampshire being a pretty unique place for libertarians to move to. So we'll give you a brief rundown of some of the good news. And, in fact, the reason why is because somebody's actually calling about it.
All right.
We have Tom on the line in the Dominican Republic listening online. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. First of all, congratulations to my opponent, Justin O'Donnell, for winning the primary for Congress. I was kind of looking forward to going on the debate stage and educating the voters, telling it like it is against the Republicans and the Democrats, and warning everybody, you know.
You're referring to a congressional case or a congressional campaign that was you versus another guy. You mentioned Justin O'Donnell, libertarian here in New Hampshire, who were battling it out for the nomination of the Libertarian Party. As we pointed out last night, the libertarians here in New Hampshire, for the first time in 22 years, actually have a primary. It was my first time voting in a libertarian primary ever in my entire life.
Yeah, we had the orange ballot.
Gold.
Very striking.
It was more gold to me. I mean, I'm colorblind, but...
Yeah, it was a goldish yellow.
Well, I went later in the evening, maybe with the...
Maybe you're colorblind, too.
Well, it was at nighttime. Yeah.
Have you ever taken a colorblind test?
No, I sure haven't.
Oh, we need to have Conan take a colorblind test. Because I was like, wow, we got a gold ballot? That's pretty cool. But anyway, Tom, you got slaughtered.
Notice, here's the action verb fallacy. It's not like Justin O'Donnell and I were at the chessboard and, you know, he made the move that defeated me. The voters that voted for him thereby defeated me. But the more important thing is...
Like 75 to 25, I think. Something like that, right?
Yeah. Or 3-1.
You got crushed.
But anyway, if you did not register libertarian yet, and you live in New Hampshire, and you want to run for something as a libertarian, there are plenty of vacancies especially for state representative, where you can ask the Libertarians, will you put me on the ballot? And then if they do, then you can switch over tomorrow from Republican or Democrat to Libertarian. And then as a Libertarian, then you can sign the paperwork and the Libertarian
can you do
put
that,
you on
Darryl?
The ballot if they want to.
So the Libertarian Party, just like the Republicans and Democrats, can fill vacancies. Now, it takes the executive committee of either the state party or the local affiliate to approve the candidate. So you, well, you're already running, but Conan, assuming
Conan
that you weren't
run.
A federal employee, you couldn't just fill out a paper saying, I want to run now, without approval from the party.
Right, the party has, but I thought I heard Tom say that you could do that with somebody who's not a Libertarian and have them change
the
parties.
They can change their voter registration.
Even this close to that appointment?
Technically, in theory, they can.
Interesting. All right, so and I've heard rumors that that's might be going to
not
happen.
Not people changing registration.
No, but I've heard that the Libertarian Party is going to assign some people kind of after the fact.
We are having the executive committee at both the affiliate and the state level have meetings in the next couple of days to discuss that.
I think that's an interesting approach because, like, there are people who believe they're going into the general election with no competition because in a lot of these races, as Tom points out correctly, there is nobody opposing many of these candidates out there, whether they be Republicans or Democrats. There's
right.
no other person. They're like here in Keene, for instance.
In Cheshire County, where we are, there's only one Republican for county office, and that's the guy running for sheriff.
Man.
There's not a Republican running for treasurer. There's not a Republican running for attorney. There's not a Republican running for register of deeds. There's not a Republican running for register of probate.
Now, there are some a smattering of them in, like, state representative, you know, runs
right.
in, here in Keene.
One Republican running for state rep in Keene. He's running in a neighboring ward.
Yeah. It's dismal for the Republicans, but that's good news for the Libertarians.
Right.
And it's also, you know, in some cases, the Democrats won't file somebody in,
right.
in other districts. So, I mean, this is a ripe opportunity for people who care about freedom to make a move here. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. I mean, we talk about the Libertarian migration, this freedom migration that's been going on here to New Hampshire. We actually were hanging out with Robert a little bit last night from Vermont, and he, you know, he's really optimistic about things changing. And it's hard to be optimistic when you're dealing with the political system. But looking at the rise of cryptocurrency, looking at the political success that the Libertarian Party has been having here in New Hampshire, which is compared to other Libertarian parties in the rest of the United States, unprecedented.
Right.
Where we actually have three sitting, or we had three. One resigned because he moved.
It
from
moved out of his district.
But we had three this year, earlier this year, sitting state reps. There are currently two, and those guys are running for re-election as
yes.
Libertarians. We have ballot access now at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats. Although there might have been some bumps in that road yesterday, we do have ballot access,
right.
which means that Libertarian candidates can file, when the filing period happens, they can file
right.
for the same level of hassle.
Without
as
having to go out and collect, you know, hundreds or thousands of petitions.
Right.
And
instead, it's $2 if you want
right.
to file for state rep, and I think $10 if you want to file for state senate.
Right.
$100 if you want to run for governor.
Right. And Ian, you know, last night I stayed up way later than I normally
do. You
were
up with me. You and I went to bed
watching
the same time,
election results, as I often do, because, you know, like, I'm fascinated
You're
by
numbers. You're
watching
like a hawk. I mean, Darryl sits there and refreshes the page every 60 seconds.
Refresh.
He's like, a new precinct is reported.
So
I get so excited by it.
I finally went to bed, and when I woke up this morning,
yeah, 2 a.m. You went to bed at 2 a.m.
It was about 2:30 yeah. before I fell asleep, because even after I went to bed, I'm just sitting there, maybe refresh a precinct. Woke up this morning after like 4.5
yeah.
hours of sleep, and the numbers were the same, and I'm like, so maybe around
yeah.
9 o'clock. And for the last several hours, we're still waiting on 11 precincts to come in.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. But, I mean, all that said, the person who we've interviewed, actually, about running for governor as
of last year. She posted a statement 2 hours ago.
Her name is Jaletta Jarvis, and she is the presumptive nominee. It looks like she has defeated her opponent.
Looks like it, but she's not declaring it.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, unprecedented success here in the libertarian movement.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our chat room's already talking about the Kaepernick situation. You can jump into the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want you to know about liberty.menu, especially if you're a libertarian. We're talking about the Libertarian Party, the Libertarian movement, the migration here to New Hampshire. Liberty.menu, you go to the site. It's a global map of pinpoints of businesses, mostly, but also digital content creators or digital content events that, you know, they want you to know about their event. This is a place where you can go to exchange ideas and information with other libertarians about what to do, where, and, you know, whose businesses to go and patronize. You want to go and spend your money at like-minded businesses? Well, yeah. Obviously, if you get the choice between spending money with a, you know, statist, somebody who loves the government, and somebody who wants to help bring the government down, it's an obvious choice. But you have to know about who the libertarian businesses are, and that's what liberty.menu is useful for. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then get on over to liberty.menu and get registered there. It is free to use the site, so really, there's no reason not to do this unless for some reason you don't want to be known as a libertarian business. So if you want to get some potential extra business, get some extra exposure within the world of the Liberty community, go check it out. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a special badge. We can't really give you a discount because it's free to put your stuff up there. So check it out. Liberty.menu. As we've been talking about the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire having some good, I would say, success thus far politically, where it was...
Right, and voter turnout of about 340% of registered libertarians.
That sounds good. Is that good? That sounds good.
Yeah, when normally in a political primary, turnout is between like 15 to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Heading into the election, we had just under 300 registered libertarians.
Yeah. Which, statewide,
which, yes, not a huge number, but keep in mind, even up until the day before candidate filing opened, we were still getting reports of municipal clerks telling people, you can't register as a libertarian.
Lying or misinforming if they didn't.
Either
know.
Lying, misinforming, or just being completely incompetent. Or a combination
Which
of all three.
What you would expect from a bureaucrat.
Well, I would...
It's what I expect from bureaucrats.
I would expect the election officials to actually know what's going on with the elections.
Nah,
and
bureaucrats.
To know... I understand that they're
lazy,
bureaucrats.
Shiftless, no accountability, or virtually no accountability.
Well,
what you get.
Well, in the towns, the clerks are elected. Mm-hmm. It's only the cities where it's the city council that approves the contract or whatever. So, you know, like, there is some level of accountability, and I'm using air quotes there. But, yeah, no real accountability. So it doesn't matter if they're completely incompetent.
Right.
So we've had people, you know, election workers telling people, you can't register as a libertarian.
This was for the last couple of years, this was going on in different places.
Right, and again, up until the day before candidate filing, which was the cutoff for changing voter registration before the primary,
mm-hmm.
and we found out about a weird quirk in the law that allowed people who had not changed their voter registration prior to the party getting ballot access would be able to vote in our primary regardless of what they were currently registered.
Huh.
And I think that played a part in more people, you know, being able to take a libertarian ballot.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be interesting to see how many of those people actually keep their registration as libertarian. Not that it really matters, because voter registration does not play a part in helping the party retain ballot access.
So what was the turnout of libertarians out of those 300?
We had over 1,000 people cast a libertarian ballot. So 342%.
However, something you told me last night, if I recall correctly, is that there's part of this obscure rule that you brought up means that people who registered libertarian who were undeclared. In New Hampshire, there's an undeclared registration.
Right. It's what some states would call independent or no party preference.
So the people who were undeclared coming into the election in New Hampshire, they can declare as whichever of one of the parties that have a primary as they
Correct.
Want to. And then they become that party generally. But you said in this particular case, for whatever reason, they're going to undeclare all those people who declared as libertarians, and those people are not going to be considered libertarians from basically here on.
Right, unless they specifically go back and, you know, change their registration.
Unless they go down to City Hall and then change their registration.
Right, and I think there was also something to where they could request to, I want to change my registration to libertarian, not just give me the libertarian ballot. But again,
but normally that's what happens in New Hampshire.
Normally that's what happens.
When you take a ballot, you become part of that party.
Anybody that was registered as a Republican or Democrat that took a libertarian ballot became a libertarian.
What a screwy system.
And they're stuck that way. So it's not going to revert back.
They can change it later, but it didn't change automatically.
But it won't be automatically reverted back to their
Correct.
Own party status. But the undeclareds will be automatically reverted to undeclared.
That is my understanding, again, unless some of the incompetent election workers may or may not actually abide by this obscure statute that, again, we weren't even aware of until,
yesterday.
9 hours before polls opened.
Speaking of the yesterday's election, when I voted, it was like 5:30. There was close to 800 in our ward, which is...
Which is
double a general election.
There are 3,000 registered voters in... He's talking about municipal election. It was about double municipal elections.
Okay.
There are about 3,000 registered voters in our ward.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was really good voter turnout.
It was very...
For a primary.
It was very interesting, and I am wondering... What did it?
Well, the Democrats doubled their numbers, basically. You told
me
that.
Yeah, they had 120,000 people vote in their primary compared to 75,000 2 years ago.
Now, not quite doubling, but it's close.
Right. Let me read this short statement. We mentioned the gubernatorial election.
Right, where Jaletta Jarvis, who we interviewed a year ago back at the Hemp Fest. New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, when she basically announced her campaign more than a year ago, we interviewed her, and she's been campaigning since then, essentially, for this Libertarian nomination, which she actually had run for governor previously as an independent.
Attempted to. She did not get enough signatures to get on the ballot and then encourage people to vote for the Libertarian. So that they get ballot access.
And
she wanted to run as a libertarian, but could not get in touch with anybody from the party. And that was prior to me getting elected chair.
Right. That was the old Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
So she currently has an 80-vote lead, which is...
That's a close...
It is close. And again, just over 1,000 votes, but it's like a 8% lead. She posted something on Facebook.
It's not done yet, is what you're saying here. We'll get to the statement
here in a
moment.
It's not done, and she's...
Because there's still
a
handful of precincts that haven't reported in. AP has yet to call the race.
Correct.
And her opponent has yet to concede as well.
Correct.
So we can continue here. Your calls, your thoughts, certainly welcome. On the way, the latest on the Nike Colin Kaepernick protest situation, plus Battlefront 2. There's the controversy continues there. We'll explain that. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Communities along the North and South Carolina coast are preparing for Hurricane Florence. The storm is expected to make landfall late Thursday or Friday, There is a mandatory evacuation order in effect for South Carolina. Horry County, South Carolina Police Chief Joseph Hill says if you're going to stay back, here's what you need to do.
You're going to stay. You're staying at your own risk. Go ahead and take a magic marker or a permanent marker and write on your left arm your name and your next of kin. It is just that serious, so we can identify the body in the event tragedy strikes.
Ambassador Nikki Haley warns Syria of dire consequences if the violence in the region escalates. Former Secretary of State John Kerry joined Fox News to talk about the president's plan towards Syria.
I agreed with President Trump's use of force. I thought it was the appropriate thing to do. What I think was missing and is still missing is the diplomatic initiative, because there's not going to be a military solution to the opposition in Syria.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855- 453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump on in there and bring up whatever is on your mind. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've been just kind of doing an election recap here, pointing out how special New Hampshire is for libertarians. Libertarians in so many places got to be feeling frustrated.
Especially in Arizona. And I don't know if you followed what happened in Arizona.
No.
Couple of years ago, the Republican-controlled legislature passed some kind of bill that only applied to the libertarians for getting their candidates on the libertarian primary ballot.
Sounds unconstitutional.
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
You're not supposed to be able to, like, target one particular group.
Correct. greatly increased the number of petitions that libertarians needed to get on their own primary ballot.
Wow.
Which effectively meant that no libertarians would ever wind up getting on a libertarian primary ballot. However, there's another option of, well, if you get the same number of votes in the primary as a write-in candidate, where we'll make up a ballot with just a bunch of blank lines for every office.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody just writes everybody. And if you wind up getting enough, then you wind up getting on, and you don't have to worry about, you know, like going around door to door collecting signatures, wasting a bunch of time. Oh, you can't sign my petition. Sorry that I stood here talking to you.
Okay.
So they had their primary a couple of weeks ago, and they just found out yesterday that all of the Libertarian candidates were about 1,000 votes short of...
Because of the new levels they had to reach, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, because of the new laws.
Hey, guess what, Libertarians? Here's a crazy idea. Maybe you ought to concentrate your efforts in one particular geographic area, because then maybe you'd actually have a chance of winning an election. Maybe you'd have a chance of defeating somebody in a primary. Maybe you'd have a chance of qualifying for the ballot in the first place if you actually have a, you know, a movement, one that actually gives you a level on a playing field on which you can actually compete with these Republicans and Democrats. Now, by no means am I saying here that New Hampshire is, you know, the perfect place
right.
to be a third party. It's really actually pretty backwards as far as ballot access in New Hampshire generally for third parties.
Right.
However, we have hit that bar. We have hit that level as of 2016, again, because it happened in the 1990s, and then they lost it in the 90s. Late 90s. So it happened in 1990.
The threshold for retaining was increased.
Raised. Yeah. But we now have hit that raised threshold of 4%. That happened in 2016. And I think we probably have Trump and Hillary to thank for that, for being so awful and driving people into the arms of third parties in 2016.
Right. Even though it's the governor's race, not the president, that decides ballot access here.
I know that. But I just feel like that's why that particular gubernatorial candidate did as well as he did. Because I don't think he's got the charisma of, say, Gilletta, who is our current candidate here in 2018. But, you know, we've hit that level where the Libertarian Party is at the same ballot access level now here in New Hampshire as the Republicans and Democrats. And what I said last night when we were talking about this off the air is, if the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire can retain ballot access this time, like, if it wasn't just a fluke in 2016,
right.
and that they can actually build on this access, and that their gubernatorial candidate, or I think the Senate candidate, the U.S. Senate,
there is
one.
A U.S. Senate this year.
Okay, so only the governor candidate can qualify. If she can hit 4% again, then we carry on for the next 2 years. And then, you know, we got to keep hitting that bar. Obviously, we'd love to see it go above 4% and hit 5, 6, 7, you know, 10 or whatever. But it really, the question is, how's the media going to handle this? And we've already got some initial indications of some media organizations are pledging to invite the Libertarian candidate to speak.
Well, I saw something earlier today that the current governor has declined invitations to debates.
Really? That's perfect.
The question is, will the debate continue between the Democrat and the Libertarian?
Good point.
If they have the debate, it's perfect, right? Because let me let you know, those of you listening out there, the Democratic nominee is a woman.
Yes.
Her name is Molly Kelly. She's actually the former senator from this area. And she just trounced her opponent, by the way, like 2-1. She trounced him. And so you've got a female Democrat who's going to be running against a female Libertarian.
Presumably.
And I think the media is going to want to see that. I think the media is, even you know, if the current male Republican governor, who's only one term,
correct,
if he's saying I don't need to debate, they're going to have a debate, I think, because they can. If it were just the two candidates, then they wouldn't be able to.
Right.
But now they can have the debate, and they can do that thing that you've done, Daryl, where they put the empty seat up on the stage.
Yes. Arizona has actually done that. The media outlets in Arizona have done that. And I'm not a fan of public funding for elections, but Arizona has this thing to where any candidate that receives public funding must appear at a debate that all candidates have been invited to.
Yeah.
They only have to appear at one.
Right.
And there are generally more. And most candidates will wind up going to as many debates as they're invited to that are televised.
Sure, because most candidates are interested in
There was one of the governors, a couple of years ago, that she showed up to the first debate and then didn't show up to any of the others, but there was always that empty podium.
Yeah.
Are you saying that just because they are in the race, they are receiving public funding? Because
the libertarians generally do not accept the public funding, but everybody else does because they like getting the free money.
That's what I'm asking. How are they getting public funding during the election?
I don't know what the process necessarily is.
Offered to them, I guess.
As long as you collect a certain amount of donations, you get public funding. So let's go to the statement from Gilletta.
Okay. Gilletta Jarvis, the now presumptive gubernatorial nominee. Still waiting for all the results.
Still waiting for all of the results. And she posted this a couple of hours ago on her Facebook page.
Okay.
She says, I've spoken to Aaron Day, and we will continue to allow the votes to be tallied. We will not be declaring a winner, meaning Mr. Day will not be conceding, and I will not be accepting. We will allow the Secretary of State's office to declare the winner.
Okay.
The reason for this is the election process that occurred yesterday. We both received multiple reports of people being denied a Libertarian ballot, of people having to argue for their right to vote Libertarian, or poll workers questioning if they really wanted to vote Libertarian. This equates.
Are you sure you really want to?
There's all these old ladies right at the poll.
This equates to voter suppression, and while neither of us feel the winner of our race will have changed, it's still a violation of your rights.
Mm.
As Mr. Day and I both got into this race because we believe in fighting for your rights, this is important to us. Regardless of if you were voting for myself or Mr. Day, we both want to see your rights and the rights of every individual in the state protected. I apologize to those of you who want us to declare a winner, and I hope you can understand why we are not. Thank you. Please reach out if you have any questions.
I think that's great, and I hope that the media does reach out with some questions. We have seen initial results. There was a very big article from the Union Leader, which is the biggest newspaper in the state, that essentially ignored the Libertarians.
Yeah, didn't even mention there's also a Libertarian. So the first good chunk of the article was about Molly Kelly winning the Democratic primary.
Yeah.
And then the next chunk was about Chris Sununu, the Republican, running unopposed. Blah da 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 da, and no mention of there's also a Libertarian, and here's the two people that are running. No, most of
it's
the other
typical.
Papers in the state have at
not
least somewhere at the end said there's also Libertarians, and here who they are.
Yeah, it's not typical in New Hampshire.
Typical of the Union Leader, though.
Okay, yes. Yes, I'll give you that. But New Hampshire's media, in my experience, has been generally, I would say overall, mostly fair towards smaller party, so-called lesser candidates.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can go. And you can connect with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's a chat service, first and foremost, but there's also the Discord on-air call-in lines. So when we're live on the air, you can join one of those chat rooms. It's a special, like, two-person chat room. You join, then we'll join you in there, and that'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with Ian Conan and Daryl here tonight on Free Talk Live. The Discord chat is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Once again, discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app if you want to use the call-in lines. You can use their web app for just normal chatting, and there's plenty of great chat rooms in there. We've got different topics. There's the one, of course, that people hang out in mostly during the show. There's also a gaming chat room, a cryptocurrency chat, and more. Head on over to discord.lrn.fm. And the Blink motion-activated HD cameras. We've got Blink here at the studio. Mark Edge has it out at his house. It's a great system, and it's so easy to get set up and help protect your property and your family. Those things are precious to you, so you want to have something to protect your things that are precious. And you can get Blink at 15% off by using this URL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. So you can, of course, get notices from Blink whenever something, you know, moves in front of the camera. It's motion activated. But you can also click into a live feed option if you just want to, you know, jump in any old time you want and check your cams. You can do that too. Blink, by the way, works with Alexa, so you can access your home camera system by your smartphone or other smart device. No contracts, no subscriptions, and you get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys. Plus, you save that extra 15%. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, blinkprotect.com/FTL. like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire and some of the ballot success, the political successes that we've seen happen over just the last 2 years since the Libertarian Party got its ballot access again for the first time in 22 years. Libertarian Party is back at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats. Hopefully, the Libertarian Party can stay there and provide some meaningful competition to these Republicans and Democrats that are out there. As you pointed out, Daryl, here in the western portion, the southwestern portion of the state, specifically in Keene, which is a kind of a Democrat stronghold, basically the Republicans for years have essentially thrown in the towel and completely given up doing anything. So the more libertarians we can get on the ballot, the more literally two-way races we would have between libertarians and Democrats in this particular area. I think it's great what we've got going on here, and it's so still early in this whole migration. We've of course explained to you many a time that there's a libertarian migration happening. It's been going on for more than a decade and a half now here officially to New Hampshire, as libertarians come from all over the place. Conan, I think you moved up from Tennessee. Daryl, you moved up from Texas. I moved up from Florida. And we've got people who've moved from as far away as Russia. In fact, a friend of the show, who's Russian, won his... Now, he's not running as a libertarian, but he's very libertarian, and he won his Republican nomination last night. I won't say who it is, but he calls the show every now and then to talk
about cryptocurrency. Is he actually from Russia? I thought he was from one of the Eastern European
countries.
No, he's
really from like Moscow or something like that.
Okay.
He's really, really from Russia.
I know his wife is from one of the like former Soviet republics that was not Russia.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, yeah, really a Russian guy. He got first place in his Republican primary as a newbie, first time running.
KGB wins state house race.
So, like, libertarians are winning as not just libertarians, but also as Republicans and Democrats to some extent as well. So we've actually got... We've got so many libertarians in New Hampshire that they are infiltrating the Republicans and Democrats, whereas the Libertarian Party at the national scale has the opposite problem, where the Libertarian Party is being infiltrated by the other parties at the national level. The libertarians here are actually infiltrating the other parties. Now, I know, Daryl, you'd love to have them all join the Libertarian Party and help make the Libertarian Party that much stronger, but the fact
is... Only the ones that are actually libertarian.
Actually, right. But the fact is...
You know, the ones that love the Republican Party so much that they have to join it, I don't want them joining the Libertarian Party because they're going to try convincing us to, you know, like, close up shop and just become Republicans.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Like, if that's your strategy, then, like, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is, libertarians, you can't get them to agree on anything, so, of course, they're going to splinter and schism, which is why we need to have more of them here.
You can't even get us to agree that we can't agree to anything.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that. But the fact is, the more... raw numbers of libertarians we have moving here, the better off everybody's going to be, because some of them are getting involved in the Libertarian Party. Some of them are getting involved in the Republicans and Democrats. Some of them are, you know, non-voters. Some of them are kind of outside the system activists. Some are doing civil disobedience. Some are standing up for their rights. The more we can get to move here, the better. I would recommend, if you are a liberty-minded person out there and you're bummed out about how just pathetic the Libertarian Party does where you live, and you want to actually have a chance at winning something, then you've got to combine your efforts together with other people. It's a no-brainer, right? Numbers are what make a difference in whatever it is you're doing, whether it's putting together a civil disobedience movement or whether it's running for political office. If you don't have people behind you, you don't have a movement. You've just got a few people hanging out talking about ideas, shooting the crap, you know, over drinks at the local bar. That's what libertarians are almost everywhere.
This is the failing of the libertarian persona, is the inability to get together with their fellow libertarians and actually...
Oh, they get together.
Well, I mean... And
they complain.
Exactly. Inform a community is what I'm saying. But when a lot of times they get in the same room and they start fighting over the 5%.
Right.
We agree on 95% of stuff, and we start killing each other over the 5%, and then we move away from each other.
Yeah, and then, of course, you only have the handful of libertarians wherever you are that you can even do anything with. If you wanted to do something besides fight over drinks or whatever it is that they do, you only have a handful of them, and some of them you probably can't stand.
Right.
So now you have half of a handful or whatever because you can't stand half of them. Here in New Hampshire, there are so many libertarians, you don't have to hang out with them all.
You don't have to live. I don't live anywhere near you guys. I'm way up in North.
Well, you're antisocial. I mean, you know, you only come out because you like
it on the
radio.
I think it's asocial.
You're not antisocial, you just aren't social.
I don't dislike people.
Okay.
I just prefer to do things on my own.
I guess asocial. That would be asocial.
Antisocial is
I hate people.
I despise people and I want to destroy society.
Fair enough. So, anyway, check out the 101 Reasons That Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. It's actually about 4 years old at this point, but I think it's still a solid representation of the community that we have here in New Hampshire that is unprecedented. And you just don't understand it until you've come here. I saw Jesse, who is one of our listeners. He's been in the Discord chat chatting over the last couple of weeks. You may remember Daryl. I don't think you met him, Conan, because you.
Oh, the guy that was here not too long ago.
Yeah, he brought his I think wife or fiance with him, and they came up from California, and they hung out in New Hampshire for like a week or two or whatever it was.
Right.
And they came to Keene, and they came to one of our cryptocurrency meetups, and I think he repairs cell phones for a living. He's kind of his thing, and he said in the chat room, the Free Talk Live chat or the New Hampshire chat on our Discord server, that they're planning to make the move.
Nice.
Good.
Because, again, you know, it's one thing for us to say these things are happening. It's another thing for you to come here and to actually experience, to come, because he came from L.A.
Right.
You know, to come to a meeting in New Hampshire where at the drop of a hat you can have more activists show up. You know, in less than 24 hours notice or whatever, you can have more people show up to something in New Hampshire than you can in Los Angeles or in New York City. I mean, that's impressive.
Right.
Especially to somebody that actually wants to have some political success, that actually wants to try, doing things with a group of libertarians that can actually stick and can actually make a difference. And you're doing it in a place where the native population, believe it or not, a lot of them are actually into freedom.
Yep.
A lot of them are into freedom. Now, of course, there are still natives who are statists and they love the government and all that.
We're so close to Massachusetts, and that's a big part of New Hampshire's problem. In fact, that is the biggest influx of immigrants, refugees, are from Massachusetts.
That's true, but most of them aren't activists. They're just people.
Well, that's all they have to do is vote. And vote for the wrong guy.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's free. You can watch it online. It's an hour. It will not take a lot of your time. If you're time challenged, watch 10 minutes today, 10 minutes tomorrow, and then so on. So 101reasonsfilm.com. I think you'll really like that. And I think we've got some pretty cool stuff going on here. But we're going to change gears and get into some other news on the way here. Hour number two is coming up. Video game controversy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.